It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Yo, so if you haven't listened to episode 6 of the 4Play Podcast Season 2, then you are darling and you are going to not understand what we'll be talking about. So head on back and go listen to it so you can catch up, okay? My name is Scarlett with the double T and you're listening to the 4Play Podcast brought to you by Cool FM Kano. Don't forget to check us out on social media as well. It is Cool FM Kano on all social media platforms. That's TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.com/CoolFMKano. And yes, this is a continuation of the trending stuff that's happened this year, and we're trying our best to take as much as we can. As much, maybe there's a few that we will not mention, but if there's any, drop it in the comment section, let us know, send a message. We'll be grateful to have you there. And the goons are in the studio as usual. We got Mr. Mega with the double J.
Go.
We got the talkie
right here,
and Blue Black Red Magic.
What up?
Yeah. Put all the colors in there. Well, on the last episode, we had a conversation about Oxlade sex tape, Tiwa Savage sex tape, and we talked TikTok. We also had a little bit of a dibble dabble with the Chris Rock, Will Smith slap on, you know, what happens at the Oscars. But today, we're heading straight to other things that happened. First off is Kiss Daniel and, you know, everything that went down with him at Tanzania.
I don't know why, but this story, this story gives Mega some sort of a hard on. Like, he's excited.
He be dancing.
He's like, let's do this.
I had a great time talking about this on radio.
I don't know about the hard on part though, Dito, but you know what I mean?
We later saw an explanation of everything that happened. Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, Kiss Daniel having to give that press conference was weird. Because I feel like, look, you just have to get it done.
Yeah.
One bag gate
somewhere. For the
somewhere.
Benefit of
Come
people
on
who
now.
May not even know what happened to Kiss Daniel.
Sir, help us, please.
Please.
I mean, he was booked for
Scarlett,
a show.
Tell
he was booked
us.
My head, Scarlett. I think
no,
yes, you're in a better
Mr.
position.
Mr. Mega had already started. He was booked for a show in Tanzania.
Okay.
And he did not show up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had already mentioned on his Instagram a story, hey, Tanzania, I'm in town, blah, 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 blah. And the day of the event, nobody saw him.
Now, he was about to perform still. So happened
yeah.
to want to, you know,
yeah.
sign of squeezing. A little time, but then
yeah.
again, the people were not having it,
no,
and then they told him get out of the stage.
And they arrested him later.
Right. Give us a refund.
Put him in jail. Our own Kiss Daniel.
And this was a time when he had that booga song.
I understand.
It was all over the place. It became like an international anthem. Mm-hmm.
And look, there's no the controversy sells anywhere. So
yeah.
I would say, yeah, a little bit of the success of that record would
hinge
it on the Tanzania thing.
But we ever got the true story of this story?
I mean, yes,
I think
we did.
I don't think we did. I just felt like they just,
brushed.
I say, you know, we need to die this now.
because come to think about it, if you have your luggage that contains all of your stuff, I've seen situations where artists actually go shopping in the city where they are. Like, okay, there's a possibility I will forget my stuff here. I mean, when the baby came to Nigeria, right?
Mm. Yeah, the baby.
He went sneaker shopping.
Yeah.
Just random. You actually got drawers and some other stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, if you really, I mean, the fans should, yeah, your fans should be number one now.
There was a funny part of this story that said he wouldn't perform without his chain.
Exactly.
No, that was ludicrous. That's crazy.
Who started this rumor?
I feel like there has to be something that went down that no one has said yet.
Well, that's true.
What could be the thing? Realistically, let's see if we can pinpoint where. What could I mean? It's not like
there was a problem between him and the promoters.
It could be money.
Mm.
It could be like in this recent times, the Wizkid's case, which is promotion. Like Wizkid, I think one of the reasons why he didn't perform in Ghana was because, you know, it wasn't properly promoted and there was a very poor turnout of fans.
It's like Wizkid became a DaBaby all over again.
Wizkid said, if I perform, you need 5,000 instead of 40,000. They will drag me on Twitter. They will not stop comparing me. Vulnerable.
The video fans were just waiting.
Like, let us wait.
So only 7 people showed up for your show.
Wizkid said, today is not me you people are catching. But shout to Kiss Danny, he was able to, you know, fix that situation. Yeah. And the reason why I don't believe it has anything to do with money is because we've seen him in this position before. So there's no the possibility of it being money. The thing is very, very dicey. You understand? So one thing I would not leave it at this. Yeah, I feel personally, I don't know about the Flyboy Inc., but I feel like there's something missing that he's not yet gotten right. And it's okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a young label. He's not expected to have, you know, a proper organizing team like he has in Nigeria, in Tanzania, you know, in other places. It's understandable. Yeah. And then the people he's doing business with as promotional peeps for his events and shows. So just fix it.
And we're happy he has moved on from that incident and he's even put out some more hit songs. So yeah, thumbs up.
Okay, well. It's Cool FM Kano's 4Play Podcast. Anyway, so let's move away from Kiss now and talk a little bit about Burna Boy and the last song. Do you guys think Burna Boy made that song and when he was making it, he felt like, ooh, this song is going to make headway?
Yes.
I think only because of the sample.
Thank you, Dito. Sure.
Only because if you're going to sample someone like that, Tony Braxton, you expect that this is going to catch fire.
And these A&Rs with labels, they are smart. Look, they did not tell Burna Boy pay her. If he had paid Tony Braxton, maybe it would have been a different ballgame entirely. But then when someone has royalties off of your record, oh boy, that person is set for life. He's going to continue eating. So the only way you can benefit is to ensure that he blows you.
Yeah.
One way or
it
the other.
It is what it is.
Last did not sound this good to me.
We slept on it. It came out. And it was just another Burna Boy song. Yeah. Ooh, sample Tony Braxton, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So we just moved on quickly and we're vibing to other songs. And then the promotions caught on in the UK and in the other part of the world. And it was just natural that we had to associate. To be like, that's our guy. That's our guy.
And shout out to the producer, but it didn't sound like one of the best sampled records ever. It's just there.
I also think one of the reasons why the song trended that much is because of the background story around the song. Mm. You know, the whole salt and pepper about what's her name, Steph London, and all that. I feel that helped. Yeah. I feel that helped the song because people were standing the two of them together. Mm. So when they split, people have been looking for, like, everybody have been waiting for that diss track.
Yeah.
Even right now, I know that people are low key waiting for Steph London to reply.
To have something to say.
Yeah, and that was why people jumped on that MT track she dropped at some point after
she was chasing.
Yeah, exactly.
Terrible, girl. Come on.
I remember when it dropped that Mega was so angry. When she said, mind your business. Like,
even though. I said, we want this track.
They really milked that situation.
Yes, they did.
They milked it so much. I mean, Burna Boy, once in a while, Steph London will say something, and then what would Burna Boy say, move on. They just kept milking it, but we understand.
Yeah, there was this interview I watched when they were asking her, you know, they asked her the question, you listened to last year? She said, yeah. She was not the one asking the girl who was interviewing her, do you think the record is about me? I'm like, shut up! Shut up! But let's not take away the fact that Burna Boy performing that song actually took it to a whole nother level. Yeah. I have seen a couple performances, and the way you see people who are not from around here screaming, I'm like, they don't even know exactly what's happening.
And because, you know, Burna Boy is a good performer.
He is.
If you've seen his stage performance, it's second to none we have in the country right now. Yeah. So,
facts.
Unless you haven't seen it, you're definitely going to like it.
Yep.
So. And you have actually been pushing to want to go see Burna Boy perform live, Detox.
Yeah, I have. I did last year, December.
What? Oh. In December? From here?
I did last year.
Hold on.
At Transcorp in Abuja, I watched him. Like, it was.
What's going on this life?
This has sucked me. I have left you behind. This has not post on social media.
No, I did not.
Give me updates.
I did not.
We talked about this thing already. Ultra last year. What else have we talked about that you're going to do this December?
I told you.
I'm alone in this order. Ask Detox. I will know. He said,
this year is not the same as last year.
Sakura.
It was nice, soft. Fly, go, enter Abuja, enter show, watch performance, come back. Not this year.
Okay, so let's move away from Burna Boy and talk a little bit about Kweku the Traveler. To be honest, Seb, I don't even, what was that his trend again? Just the chorus part of that song.
Yeah, he put out that who never fuck up. Wait,
who never fuck up?
Okay, who hands never fuck up hands in the air. And it just felt like, you know, don't judge me. And which is everybody's anthem. Everybody nobody really resonated. Likes to be judged, you know. Yeah. So it was something we could all relate to, like, I bet who never do one before, like that kind of thing. So I feel like that's what sold it out, and a lot of people could relate, and you could always throw it in a conversation or something. So it was just easy to be sold. And
I knew he was going to be a one-hit wonder, I'm not gonna lie.
Is he a one-hit wonder,
though? Yes, he is. What else sides could he travel at? They've been trying to push the other one. He will not go. Really?
The villain,
bro. I never watched that song, I won't lie.
I like this is 45, though.
We don't know what that is.
I don't know. Maybe 46 we'll go get her.
What subtle shades are
these? 5.5. I love that he was getting the attention. I mean, he has this very grass to grace story.
Yeah.
Reading about him, you know, his struggles, so people can relate to him. But sometimes, yeah, I'm the type of guy who looks at the person's, your personal life, and then relate it to the music. I think I've told it to us quite a good number of times. But in this case, I'm like, the music is not there. There's just something missing, and it sounds monotonous.
It's highly rated, especially in Ghana. And the thing is, Ghanaian music is what it is. It's not doing like Kamido or this other guy. It's not a singer, so he cannot vibe with Mayo Kun, or so it's like a rapper. And this is like the Sarkodie style that he's been doing for a long time, and it keeps keeping him in that box.
Yeah, Sarkodie has got flow.
Well,
Kweku, my guy, does not get flow. Sarkodie has flow.
I wish Black Sheriff the best.
Okay, before we go on, let's call it my darling. What could you point with Black Sheriff that's kind of like different? Because it sounds offbeat or something.
I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Exactly.
I think he is bringing that new age rap style, right? And blending it to African lyrics, or how do I put it? Like, it's more like you can't get an American sound that way. Most people who do trap, like what's this guy's name?
It's a style. It's a style of music.
The thing is
that not the same thing we say about trap?
But the thing is, nobody can jack that kind of style. My problem is, I feel like he would have milked that situation very well. He didn't do justice to that style before. I think he kind of switched a little bit, you know? And it was, I don't think he's done enough on the other side where he is. I feel like he should maintain that category,
genre.
It's still on the same genre.
May we leave quickly?
This is the 4Play Podcast.
You spoke about Sarkodie. You know that he was actually endorsed by Wizkid on the recent Gbaspos that happened recently, right? I mean, Wizkid said that he's one of the only rappers in Africa.
You know what this proves? Wizkid and Mega have different taste in music.
And Black Sheriff is also on that
list. Yeah, because I mean, Wizkid be fucking with Black Sheriff, man. He's like, that's my man.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what he's putting out.
Mm-hmm.
The entire Niger guys didn't make his list, though.
Oh my. No, nobody in Nigeria made his list. Nobody.
Hi.
Oga says Sarkodie.
But are we taking rap lessons from Wizkid, though?
We're not, obviously. Yeah, so. I mean, someone said he's a field rapper, right? I mean, he tried rapping,
the Lil Prince.
It didn't work. Bruh, that guy's Gbaspos made people like M.I., Ladipo. I mean, there was this whole thing on Twitter where I am not dead. I am alive. I am not dead. I am. I'm like, bruh, come on.
They weren't happy about it at all.
No, they were not.
It was not nice what he said. I feel like what he said actually affected a lot of people. So he should not.
When you get to that stage of that Wizkid level, we're all human beings, but you just have to be careful how you put these things out there. Because, you know, now they will tell you somebody was trying to be a rapper, but it made them now they don't want to rap anymore. Somebody may have gone to kill themselves because of
you
what
know?
You said. You know,
possibly
it's crazy. It's crazy. And it's weird because, like, I tweeted a few days ago that Wizkid dropped an album called More Love, Less Ego. And then he said, hold my cup, and showed us the complete reverse. More ego, less love. Because that entire concert, what he did wasn't nice. Also, dating back to when Kata Efe released Mashallah, and everyone was like, why is Wizkid not giving this boy any accolades out loud, right?
Yeah, I mean, because
was he supposed to actually say anything about that song?
Well, somebody this is like an honor, right? Somebody makes a song about you, and especially if the song is popping.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you can do is just give it a retweet or say, I see you, my G. You're not supposed to give him money to shoot the music video or show up in the video if you don't want to. But again, Wizkid has gone to a stage where it's like he's not making those decisions on his own. It's like he's at that top, like, hey, bro, nah, we can't be doing this. We can't be doing it. How many people are you going to fox with who do a song about you?
About you, true.
Today is Mashallah. Tomorrow, one guy will drop another one, Big Bird. It will be like the biggest bird that we've ever seen. You know, so you may be forced to respond to everyone, and if you do not, it clearly means you don't like this guy. So the safest thing to do, some would say, is
not
to just
stay on your own.
Just stay on your own.
Wow. But he should have stayed on his own. He should have given us the same energy during the whole rap saga thing. Like, he should still have kept quiet.
I still want to know what Wizkid wanted to do with that, because we've known Wizkid to be this mature person. He doesn't tweet, doesn't post on social media. He's always minding his business, and all of a sudden he comes out and he's like, oh, I'm gonna teach these niggas how to be rappers. Come and pay me money to teach how to make music, blah 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 blah. It was weird, it was messed up. And speaking about music, we had Ruga and Benson at their throats 2 times consecutively in 2022, talking about features and singles.
First of all, I think that beef is all made up. I don't think there's any genuine beef going on between those two. They just realized that for them to be relevant once in a while, when especially they don't have a song out, is to go at each other so we can talk a little bit about them. I don't think there's any serious beef going on.
Why would anybody want to do that?
Yeah, this is what they do. This is not their style. This is what they do.
Why is Portable trending? Portable became very big this year by doing just, like, I think I was discussing that with Mega, by doing just one song, Zazuze, which trended. Apart from that, what have we heard from Portable? Guess what? He's on the number 4 most Googled artist.
I can't believe he did that.
At the number 4 spot of the most Googled artist in Nigeria, for crying out loud.
I mean, why wouldn't you Google somebody that is always acting like he's going crazy? You Google
Ruga,
him.
That's what Ruga and Benson are trying to portray.
You know, Ruga and Benson have realized that Wizkid and Davido have a good thing going with this, their beef. And of course, they are not enemies. I mean, I'm sure they are behind the scene, they are chatting each other or something.
I mean, when I saw what they did, was that the Headies? Where Benson collected the next rated, and then he was bigging up Ruga. I'm like, hello, you are playing with our minds. You guys will just see that somewhere, be concocting different different things.
And they make it sound so real when they are beefing each other. They are making those tweets, they are calling the other one fatty.
You understand?
Fatty Bombo.
Fatty Bombo. And then one says about the whining waist and his grandma. Yeah. I'm like, yo, it works for the music at the end of the day, because back since 97, before what's his name, Benson dropped that, he was on Ruga's throat, and then Ruga almost did something similar with the Asiwaju and what's the title of the other record?
Red Flags.
The one that was terrible.
But Benson tried to prove that he can do a hit song all by himself.
And what's that hit song title?
Traposki.
Nah, man, that's
Is he hitting?
Well, he was the number 1 on Nigerian Apple Music chart once, like for a few days.
You know, we're in the business
where
we cannot ignore numbers.
Well,
unfortunately,
they are calling themselves out to all those streaming farms. Okay. So I'm really not going to say, but Traposki was, I mean, even if you were to pick the top 5 Benson only singles hits, Traposki will not be there.
What's the other one? Outside.
Yeah.
They're not to five.
There's
a few.
They're not actually plenty, but there are a few.
But it's a good number. But Traposki,
it's not how few they are. Traboski will still never be me.
He will not Traboski.
He will not Traboski.
No Traboski.
Should look for another marketing strategy that works for them.
Damn.
Marketing or better music?
Benson makes good music.
Yeah, no, both of them actually.
Yeah.
Give it up.
They do make good music.
I didn't like, there are lots of people who love Red Flag. I don't know, I didn't like it when I listened the first time, but when I heard Asiwaju, man, I'm always going off.
Yeah, Otilo.
Ah.
Yeah.
See that part we talked about? Then they say, when you cook that thing, I say, ooh.
Is that kukuruku part that you like?
Oh,
Mega is just a bad, spoiled human being.
Wait, hold on. What are we cooking here?
We're cooking the 4Play podcast, and if you haven't checked out the last episodes, go ahead and check it out. Follow us on social media, CoolFMCano on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, facebook.com/CoolFMCano.
You're listening to the 4Play podcast.
Let's move from Benson and Ruga.
Where we at now?
Tennis snob to our Ebu and the chief of army staff, chief in control of the country.
The head of state, commander in chief of armed forces.
Federal
what
Republic.
A big office.
GCON.
President.
MPIR.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that video. I think the person that said tennis snob the president captured it from a different angle. And this is what we get on social media. I don't think she snubbed the president from what I saw. And she never said something about this thing. I think she just moved on from it.
Yeah, she just did.
And then she posted a video from a different angle on her Twitter or one of those platforms. But I don't think it was a snub. They called her. It was not like the president is not it's not her friend. So it's not like you're going to see the guy and go and hug him. And
yeah.
So she just came, went for the award, and you know, they stood for a picture. There's an angle if you look at it from, it seemed like the president reached out to shake her, but she did not, you know, respond or take the handshake.
Funnily enough, I didn't see that one.
But if you saw,
she just stepped up there.
Yeah.
I mean, took pictures and then she left.
And she left.
And it's not like the president was expecting her to actually stretch her arm or
many
something.
Many people
nothing
did
like
the
that.
Same thing.
Yeah,
but so maybe it was captured from different angles. But you know, social media, everything just gives everybody an arousal.
And then they brought her dad, you know, the Okuta situation, and they made the whole thing complicated. I'm like, it's not that.
And she just cashed out on it. Cash, quote unquote, because I don't think she made money, but she just likes the trend and didn't address it. If she wanted to kill it, she could have just come and say, guys, I didn't ignore the president. Blah, 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 blah. But she, as they all do, she just let it go.
Yeah. You should have dropped the song, child.
Exactly.
Hey.
He doesn't have a song. She doesn't have a song.
Call him your excellency.
I agree. Then you want to go listen to see whether she's apologizing or something. Woo!
By the way, have you seen her new weight, her new size?
Yeah, she looks good.
Good.
I think I'm bigger than Tenny right now.
No.
Telling you, she looks like... How did Tenny do it? She said it cost a lot of money to look like her.
Well
they dragged her now when she was trying to tell people that she did exercise.
Now she's
quiet. We're quiet then.
She said it cost a lot of money.
She didn't do anything. She did exercise, period.
Exercise don't cost that much.
Are you joking? No.
Eating habits.
It actually does. You will change your eating habits, and the things you will eat are going to be quite more expensive than what you can get.
I thought exercising and eating habit is not to eat at all. That's like saving money.
No. Bro.
No.
Going on a diet sounds very cheap.
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
It's not a bad thing to say I had liposuction done.
She did not have
I did not say Tenny had liposuction done. I'm just saying. It's not a bad thing now.
So why are you now saying it?
As the people, we always want explanation for everything.
Yes.
We don't just see something and move on. Like,
you know what?
I think it's because we're very used to seeing this thing. Everybody's doing it. So like anyone that either adds weight or loses weight did something surgically, and we will not believe that they did not do something surgically.
Or maybe we are reacting to trauma. We've been deceived by so many people over the years, telling us what it is when that is not actually what it is.
When do we stop? People getting weight off.
You don't say when do we stop?
So because I'm thinking, now the next time we see a girl with a bigger ass than she usually has, should we say...
So now today, if I decide that I want to start doing serious exercise, building muscle...
Everybody go get nyash now.
Wait.
It's not that straightforward.
I want to stand then 6 months, 1 year, 1 year, 6 months. I now look different than I do now. One human
different?
Being now
what
come out.
What do you mean different? Specific.
And
I went a town hall.
Tell us the specific.
So I have like big bum bum now. If I have big bum bum now, like after like 1 year, 2 years. So now come and say I did liposuction. I did this thing.
Because but people like they are mega, they are measuring the circumference.
And she's my co-host.
And the funny thing is that why? The funny thing is why are men not also being put on this pedestal? Because there are men that also do this thing. They take out fats, right? And then they come out and say they did exercise, and nobody is attacking
them. They do
the
penis
men.
Enlargement. We know. We only say it. We say it.
Is that a thing?
It is.
I didn't think it was a thing.
There are some people who believe that they are saying things you take, you last longer. Girls know these things. We say it. No, that one hide it.
But penis enlargement, I think it's a scam thing.
No, they say there's one oil.
Listen. Imagine you rub that in on your and then your hands start growing big.
It's not possible. They said the tissues on your hand is different.
First of all,
there's a telephone in it that will tell it. See, don't attack the hand. Attack the.
Lot of men will have that oil. Everything will be possible different.
Oil will be everywhere.
No, that's not what we're talking about. We're skipping from that. This is not taking it to a whole other level. Let's talk about Kanye West.
Before we go first.
No, we have
to clear the air.
Oh God.
There's no oil
to enlarge your penis.
You know, wait.
Well, like, that thing no be true story.
Maybe.
Oh yeah, no day.
Look. We are saying all of these things so that ladies realize that where we. What we see is as a result of where we are coming from. I don't know if that makes sense. If we within ourselves, we feel like we're a little bit open, we're expecting ladies to be open. It's not like you guys have to be. That's why I say, if you have liposuction, let's tell a guy, Baba, how far, man? I have my butt.
But
done.
If you want to, but if you don't want to, it's fine. Oh.
Yeah, it's okay.
Like, so you don't owe anybody any information.
But there are some people that don't want, they will lie to you and tell you that they did exercise, they do squats. Those girls that buy, what's
the
name?
You're not going to be killing yourself with squats. You get nothing.
Squat
to build your muscle.
The ass will not be shrinking.
It will build your muscle. That it reduce. It takes away the fat and builds your muscle.
That's how they lied to us about Slim Tea. They told us about that tea that you take it for 6 months.
Kanye West.
My guy, Ye, his name is Ye now.
Yeah, sorry, Abel Novex. Ye. We're talking about Ye right now, and Ye has been under a lot of wahala since this year. This year has been running. Since he left his wife, he met with Julia Fox, left her. Everybody was saying that he was trying to replace Kim because they kind of looked alike. And then he now got on with Kim's ex-boyfriend. What's that his name again?
Yeah, Skittles. Pete Davidson. My bad.
Kanye West's situation and all of his rants and trends just shows how important it is for these celebrities to have like a social media team or have somebody put them on check.
Yeah.
Because there are expectations of you as a celeb. And I mean, what Kanye has said, or he will say again tomorrow, is not something nobody has said before. It's wrong, but coming from a Kanye, you have a lot to lose, you know. And so most people like that. There are a lot of people who share the same whatever, but they will not say it.
Facts.
Because they understand what it means. It comes in different forms. I mean, not everybody of those guys there is happy about LGBTQWX. You understand? They're never going to say anything. The moment you say it now, they'll be like, way to go. But... because there's a lot to lose. So when you get to that level as a Kanye, maybe you put in some caution.
I am particularly concerned for Kanye West because I want to believe someone as, you know, influential as that would have that team that you made mention.
Yeah, but...
But it seems like no one can get to Kanye.
No, nobody.
Why is it that difficult?
I mean, how many... Didn't we see some tweets from Donald Trump when he was president?
Yeah.
That's the president, man. But, you know...
But you could still talk to Donald Trump. But people have tried to reach out. Like, the black community have actually tried to reach out to Kanye West, but it's been unsuccessful. He insulted Diddy. He had a meeting with Dre. He didn't show up to. Pharrell was there as well. So it got me thinking. I mean, I don't know the life that he lives, but it looks like he's super secluded. And social media is like his escape route. And he wants to go unfiltered on there. It's cost him lots of money. Take a look at some of the deals that
some would,
you know,
say
he has
hasn't
lost.
Been the same since he lost his mom.
I mean
it's just crazy, bro.
It's crazy when you lose your
it's crazy, man.
Probably your best fan and your backbone. Mm. Tough.
And I feel like the mom would have been the only one who could have helped him at this time, you know.
And then the wife that would have been in a better position to further, you know, make him better divorce.
Well, it's busy with
that contract studio. Wedding. It's crazy. I never believed those two people got married like as per, I love you, you love me, let's marry. think it was all just contract stuff. Like, Kim just decided to get with Ye decided to get with Kim, and then they were going to last for a period. And maybe Ye even fell in love with Kim, because Kim doesn't look like a woman that is ready to settle down with anybody.
If we're judging a book by its cover.
Exactly. If we're judging a book by its cover, we don't know what happened.
Yeah, what if somewhere along the line she kind of like fell in love with him? Like, really, really liked him. It was supposed to be a contract stuff.
Again, from outside, it doesn't look like what could have happened, though.
No, but trust me, she was writing for Kanye the first time he had that breakdown. Let's be real.
She was defending him with everything she had. There could also be another angle. Maybe Kim just got tired because Kanye wasn't really displaying what he's displaying now on social media per se then. Yeah. But he probably was displaying it to his family, to her, to the kids. And she just got tired. She couldn't take it because they wouldn't show you all of that, to be honest. They would not show it to you.
I knew he lost it when he posted the address to his kids' school.
That was crazy.
When I saw it, I was like, okay, you claim to be trying to protect the kids from all of the men that will be coming to Kim's house, and then you are posting their school's address on social media. I'm like, yo, at that point, I knew that Kim had to take a really drastic step, else it would have gone left.
Well, we've had a whole lot of things happen. Like I mentioned earlier, if there's any that you do remember and we haven't talked about, drop it as a comment and let us know. But this is where we draw the curtains on this episode of the 4Play Podcast, episode 7, season 2. So go check out the other episodes, and don't forget, you can always reach out to us on social media, Cool FM Kano on all platforms, and keep listening to your number one hit music station, Cool FM 96.9 from
Happy
the Goons.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Bye!
Bye!
It's the 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.